to Suzuki Radio.
Welcome to Suzuki Radio. Today I have a guest in our studio who will play two instruments. So could you tell us your name and what instruments you're going to play?
My name is JC and I play the piano and violin.
JC, which instruments did you start first?
I started violin first.
Violin first. And how long have you been playing the violin?
About like 4 years.
4 years. And how old are you?
I'm 8 years old and I'm gonna turn 9.
So what is the piece that we're going to hear for the piano?
It's Waltz in A minor. And then the composer is Chopin.
Mm-hmm. Chopin wrote this waltz in A minor. And what do you like about this piece?
It's very peaceful and it has feelings.
What kind of feelings?
Like trees swaying in the wind.
I will be listening for the trees swaying in the wind. That's a really pretty picture. What do you think makes the music sound peaceful?
It's like the part that is repeating the most, which is mostly part A.
The part A that comes back a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll be listening for a part A that comes back a lot.
Yeah.
And we'll be listening for peaceful music and trees swaying in the wind.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's hear the Chopin waltz. Thinking more about the swaying.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you changed the tempo a lot.
Yeah.
So did you plan that out or did you just feel like slowing down at the start?
Well, I kind of felt like it, but the piece is kind of supposed to be like once you feel like it, you can kind of do it. Sometimes I do it slower and sometimes I do it faster.
Mm. Could you show us a slower version? Just the beginning, maybe the A section.
Okay.
And then some days you just might feel like playing it faster.
Yeah.
And you might play it faster. What would that sound like? So some music is kind of special like that.
Yeah, like some music is just written like you always feel like doing it, and it sounds good in however way.
Yeah. Nice. Beautiful.
I play violin, and I love chamber because it's a group setting, so there's not like the like absurd pressure of being soloist, but you also don't have to play with like 30 other people, so it's really intimate and fun.
Okay, my name is Olivia, and I play the violin, and I like playing in chamber because it's really, really fun.
Hi, my name's Shadi. I play viola, and I enjoy playing in chamber because you have to build off of each other.
My name is Kevin, and I play the cello. I like chamber because it's fun, and you get to play with other people, and you don't have to be the soloist all the time.
What piece are you going to play on the violin? What are we going to hear?
It's a concerto, and I'm pretty sure it's by Vivaldi.
Okay, so you're going to play the concerto by Vivaldi on the violin.
Yeah.
Good. And what do you think that Suzuki Radio listeners should know about this piece before you start playing it?
Well, it's very active and, well, it's energetic, active, those kind of meanings, and it's, for me, it feels super active, so I feel like playing it. So I kind of just like it.
Good.
Like that.
What have you worked on the most in this piece? Like, what are the hardest parts of it?
There's a part where they shift, and then that I'm not too used to it, so... Because my teacher kind of is like telling me that I have to do this shift, but I'm doing another type. So that's why after that shift, I have to shift to another place, like way higher up. So like where I used to be, like on a more low position. So once I shift, I just kind of... go to a longer way, but my teacher is letting me doing second position, so I have to move a smaller space.
I see.
So you're not used to it, and sometimes it just gets out of tune.
Right. So you're working on that, and you're working on getting better at that.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've already done my recital for it.
Oh, so you've already performed this piece.
Yeah.
Beautiful. How did the recital go?
I would say not really good.
Oh, why is that?
Because I messed up multiples of times, and, well, I also got one bow wrong, so I kind of just made it backwards for a sec, then I got it back.
Oh, well, you got back. That seems really important for a musician to be able to get back on track.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. And have you performed this piece for other people besides at the recital?
Yeah.
Who else do you perform it for?
Obviously my family.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't think I did it to other people.
Okay.
Well, and for some obvious people.
Like maybe your teacher?
Yeah, my group class teacher.
Okay. Good. Well, let's hear the Vivaldi concerto. So can you go get your violin?
Yeah.
Thank you. also have two questions for you. So I heard a lot of dynamics.
Yeah.
And did you do those when you felt like it, or were those written in the music?
Dynamics are put, like, in the music whenever the composer kind of feel like putting it in. So people are kind of the same, so I'm not sure if I can remember all the dynamics in there. So I kind of add the dynamics, like, when I'm just doing it because I feel like it.
Okay. And then also at the end, I heard two notes at the same time.
Yeah. It's called a double stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually...
How does it work? How do you get to do two notes at the same time?
You can do... Well, usually when you're doing a double stop, it's three or four notes or five notes. Like, well, it can't be five notes, but...
I think you only have four strings.
Yeah. So a double stop... usually happens when there's like three notes in a row or four notes in a row.
Can you show us what it sounds like?
So what I did was so it turned out like this.
Yeah. So what is actually happening with your bow and the strings?
So you're kind of like doing, you know, so you can kind of like, you can do this, but your bow is not big enough to get all of the four strings.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically doing that two times.
I see. What does that sound like then? I see. So the first part of the sound, you're getting the lower two strings.
Yeah.
And the second part of the sound, you're grabbing both of the top two strings.
Yeah.
Very cool.
There's also a piece. I'm just gonna show like the part where there's a double stop.
Okay.
It's by three in a row. So let me show.
Oh, that. Nice.
So
can you hear that again?
Three.
Yeah. What piece is that from?
Can't really remember. But yeah.
Good. Thank you so much, Stacy.
Thank you.
To you by Siamese 6:30 Monday group class, who are, they're still working on their group name, but the people in it are
Roy,
Ruyao,
Dion,
Julia,
Samantha,
Drew,
and with glorious help from
Sarah
and
Sanyi.
Thank you so much for listening to Suzuki Radio.
You're listening to Suzuki Radio.
This program is supported in part by a grant from the Newton Cultural Council, a local agency which is supported by the Massachusetts Cultural Council, a state agency.